So what I got here is a beef chuck steak, and it's a tough piece of meat.
Chuck steak?
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
That guy's steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Alright, Chuck, thank you for your call.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Certifying Angus beef chuck roast right here.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Boneless chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
No, chuck steaks. Little tender chuck steaks.
Chuck steak. You son of a bitch.
Chuck steak is a chuck steak.
Chuck steak is a cut of beef and is part of the subprimal cut known as the chuck.
Chuck steak dinner.
With a beef chuck top blade steak. Boneless.
In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip. I see you found something more annoying this week.
Yes, that's autistic screeching, which is a bit out of place there, but I don't blame Prince Philip. I thought that the that was a George Carlin quote because I get it. I get it.
Well, I don't like when a 95, 96-year-old cunt like Prince Philip, who's had such a privileged life of wealth, gets to determine that there's too many of us. Yeah, fuck him.
I'm telling you there's too many of us. What's it make a difference if the guy's got money and power? He's still right.
No, he's not right.
He's fucking right.
There's no problem with overpopulation.
There is a very, very, says the motherfucker who doesn't have to commute on the Mass Pike every morning.
Plenty of land to go around. Fuck these people. If anything,
says the guy,
the 99% can no longer afford the 1%. I'll put it that way.
Plenty of land. Says the guy who's never gone to fucking into the rabbit hole of Google Earth.
You think I've never been on Google Earth?
I know you have. That's why I'm so surprised that you think that there's land everywhere and it's still the frontier. There is fucking nothing. I mean, yeah, Canada's got a chunk. Russia's got the most land in the world. So does China.
Maybe there's too many people with massive mansions all over the world and that take jumbo jets just to fly to each house. Fuck them.
I don't want this to become classist.
You don't think they think in a class system?
I do, but I'm not going to bring myself to their level.
They consider you a virus.
Let me tell you something, though. I've met very, very affluent people.
Oh, yeah. You're a man of high culture.
No, actually not. I'm just a construction worker.
Right.
But in that field, this is just, par for the course. You do meet very affluent, wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of the ones I've met have been the most down-to-earth, coolest, funniest motherfuckers ever.
Of course, you're in their house and they don't trust you.
So they're really super nice and cool to me?
Yes.
Oh.
Wouldn't you be?
I thought they were being super genuine. And I'm a good detective when it comes to, I mean, I'm a fucking bloodhound when somebody's not, when somebody's being disingenuous.
Second that guy closes his office door, he thinks that you're just a worthless piece of shit.
I don't think that's true at all. I just really don't.
Well, you haven't been paying attention to the world.
And God bless him, he made a big pile of fucking money. This is America. This is capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a big pile of fucking money, go get it. Go
sure.
Make it work. But today, it's different. It's not like the inventor who comes up with something and gets a bunch of money now. This money is generational. And people are being rewarded financially, like people like Chelsea Clinton for just showing up somewhere.
Do you know she's already gotten a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Mm-hmm. For what? What has this fucking girl done?
Nothing.
She's an idiot.
Not a fucking thing.
She could eat her fucking teeth, man. She could eat an apple through a chain link fence.
Did you just make that up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My comedy is getting fucking, on point, spot on.
Well, when you look at the fucking hideous beast that was her father, Webster Hubble, Hillary wasn't doing her daughter any favors by getting all coked up and letting Webster Hubble come inside of her during an all-night rager.
Speaking of coked up real quick, and we'll get right back to this because it's a good conspiracy theory, but that was Metallica from 1989.
Oh, back when you referred to them as Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica. In 89, playing live in Seattle. And they were the most... That was the most coked up I had ever seen that band, ever. They were on speed and coke and fucking who knows what, but they thrashed the shit out of that tune, Battery.
I'd never known Metallica to be druggies. I don't know that much about them.
No, you don't. Metallica in the 80s was fucking Alcoholica, and they were nuts. Fucking nuts. Heavy drinkers, cocaine, fucking... constantly. They were fucking nuts. They were thrash metal.
Everybody was in the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s were a good time.
They were a bizarre time.
Yeah.
I've even growing up in the 80s, I found it to be weird.
Great fucking movies, though.
When I would turn on MTV, I'd be like, why are these people dressed like this? Like, yeah. What fucking planet are we on?
Right, but 90s was really good for MTV. The 90s were fucking Liquid Television, Beavis and Butthead. Like, MTV was the epitome of fucking cool.
Yeah, now as we speak, the MTV Movie Awards are on, and I could give a flying fuck.
Remember when MTV used to have, like, Headbangers Ball? And
I remember when they had music videos.
Yeah, like good ones, like Alice in Chains fucking.
Yeah, Green Day.
So goddamn good.
It was good for a short time. I think it lasted a good 5 years from when I started paying attention.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, my pregnant teen life. And
it turned into white fucking trash.
I think the real world killed MTV.
Yeah, but
if that wasn't, that could have been VH1. I don't fucking know.
But no, that was MTV. Or might have been VH1. Who cares? But I remember the first Real World was great with Puck, who came into fucking mobile.
I work at Shell.
Oh, Shell. I'm sorry. Shell, Mobile, Exxon, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Shell. But, yeah.
I consider Mobile to be a little more diabolical.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. But they're all big oil. What the fuck? They're all
not as bad as BP.
I mean, they buy the fucking electric engine patents and fucking threw them in trash cans and shit. I mean.
No, they killed that guy who had the water engine. Because he wouldn't sell them. They wanted, I think they offered him something crazy like $10 million, which at the time would have been insane, but he knew what they were going to do with it.
Yeah, well, I mean.
So they fucking killed him and destroyed his blueprints anyway.
And their lobbyists even nuclear powers did the same. They did buy up all these fucking solar panel patents that were state of the art, like the best technology, and they would throw them in a trash can. Or the state-of-the-art technology on wind turbines.
Hang on. I hate to interrupt you, but before I forget, the reason I brought up Prince Philip was I thought that he had died this week because they had some kind of emergency at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, he's resigning from duties. It's like, no, you had an emergency at 3 in the morning. That motherfucker had like a heart attack or a stroke. Apparently he's not dead. But because it was effective with Nancy Reagan, not that I was trying to kill her, I mentioned him by name in hopes that he dies before the next show.
All right. Do you want – all right. Pod Trash. Listen. This is called a focus session. This is where on Chuckstack we all take 1 minute to focus.
Negative energy towards Prince Philip.
And go for the heart. Like you think of his heart.
Yep.
And stopping it. Ready? On the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm staring at a picture of his wicked face right now. Stop that beating heart. Piece of shit.
I refuse to go along with this. And I see through all of your lies, what? Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil.
No, I
you
just
fucked up the whole energy of the entire thing.
No, I went Super Saiyan.
You can't. Right. We'll try again next week.
All right. I think we might have made him fart.
Yeah.
He shit his pants a little bit. What the heck was that? What the heck was that, Governor? I shit me pants.
I watched the worst movie.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Speaking of Prince Philip, I got drunk and went to the mall last night and got a Prince Philip at the piercing place. That's when they pierce your asshole lips.
I thought that was called like a
No, Prince Albert is the penis.
Yeah.
Prince Albert is your fucking helmet.
Okay.
I got a Prince Philip. I got my asshole lip pierced.
Oh.
With like a cubic zirconian stud. And I took a shit and I had like a big fucking groove cut out of it now.
That's just foul.
That's good. My comedy is so getting on point, man.
Yeah. When are you going to hit the stage?
I'm fucking terrified. I'm not telling you.
It's because you're never going to do it.
Now, a lot of people say that, but I'll probably do it once. If it goes horribly, I'll never do it again, and you'll never even know I did it.
You won't take any of my great jokes.
Oh, I'm taking everything. I've been writing down your jokes for fucking 20 years.
You told me the last one was a big piece of shit.
I fucking... That joke, I wouldn't even take a shit on it.
It's good.
Throw it in the toilet and flush it down the toilet. Don't ever fucking tell anyone you wrote it, and don't repeat it.
You sure I shouldn't repeat it?
No. It's all a right. Piece of shit.
Well... Speaking of piece of shit jokes, I watched The Comedian today with Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. He thinks he's a comic, right? He's a fucking delusional idiot.
No, it was just a movie. But, like, good God. What a colossal pile of shit.
They say
it grossed $300,000.
I heard.
Catering cost more than that.
I heard it was a piece of shit.
I must hate myself because I forced myself to sit through the entire thing.
305, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sauce Outside. I was hanging out with John Bruni when we went to the piercing studio. He was putting his kids' Play-Doh molds into the piercing so he could make star shape and spaghetti fits. We had a good laugh about that.
I remember that, Sauce.
You know, he took the words right out of my mouth.
We were hanging out in Boston.
Yeah.
I have a question for
Chuck.
All right, yeah, Sauce.
Chuck, what's your take? I was reading something the other day that a lab technician at the Massachusetts crime lab was falsifying results, and then she contaminated 23,000 tests. So now... innocent people were sent to jail, and also criminals who were actually guilty are going to be released. I think she did 2 years in prison.
Finding
out about this now. What's your take, Chuck?
Well, she's a little Indian fidget named Annie Ducan. And she was falsifying, false reporting. In a lot of the cases, the drugs were actual drugs. But she wouldn't test them. She would just label them as confirmed, you know. So I don't think any real innocent people went to jail. The thing is, which is great. I love when these kind of things happen because I don't think people should be going to jail for drugs. What happened was they had to overturn 30,000 convictions because of her and let these people out. Now, since then, a lot of them have gotten busted again for selling coke. She was falsifying.
At least one murder I've read about. At least one murder.
Someone
6 months later.
They're letting, high-level drug dealers out of jail, which it's great. But...
Because all the lawyers are using that as their go-to strategy. Because she was forging signatures, so if anyone in that lab, right...
Yeah, she compromised. She didn't handle 30,000 cases, but because that lab did, all of them were deemed null and void.
Well, of course.
And the convictions were overturned.
Thank God. Thank God there's a fucking justice system that would do that.
No, she's already out of jail. I think she served a year and a half, but she's on probation.
What would you sentence her to?
Life.
I wouldn't sort of life.
She fucked up the families of many people, dude. These are guys on parole.
No, you're not understanding. These drugs were real. She didn't find, 30,000 people out there selling, powdered sugar. She just labeled it because, listen, all right, say you're
How do you defend this fucking psychotic piece of shit?
Because
she deserves fucking life in jail, and you're defending this fucking nightmare of a human being.
First of all, no, hold on. First of all, the cops test that shit on the scene. They drop that stuff in it, whatever, it turns blue. Yeah, we got coke, we got heroin. It's typically a 99% rate of this stuff coming in that has to be retested. So she's probably like, oh, fuck this. It's right. always coke. It's always heroin.
Right.
I'm just going to label it what it most likely is. Right. And it was.
Right. And how
she fucked up in the legal sense that, you know, you have to verify it. And she did not do that.
She wasn't doing her fucking job.
It makes a huge difference between, like, 10 years in jail for people.
Oh, yeah.
Say, listen, wait, that'll lock somebody up or not.
Right, that's another thing. I don't believe people should be going to jail for that long for selling drugs.
Jeez, oh man.
Now, when you have something coming in, it's like, yeah, it's fucking coke. I'm just going to write it down as coke because it is. You know, these weren't innocent people.
All right, what are you sentencing her to? What are you going to sentence her to?
I don't say life. I would sentence her to maybe 4 to 5 years with 8-year probation.
And add up the amount of time innocent that's motherfuckers did in jail. Hold on, Sauce.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sauce. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, man.
Very rare call. Call again.
Yeah, sorry. I might have scared him away.
The thing is, look, these people were guilty. What she did for them was a great service of overturning their convictions because she was fucking lazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lock her up for life because she got a lot of people that really shouldn't be in jail out of jail her negligence.
And she put a lot of innocent motherfuckers in jail.
No, that's not true.
It is true. You don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about. These are people on parole who are being drug tested. And if you come back and dirty, you go to fucking jail.
They were caught with a controlled substance that they shouldn't have had on them. Okay? Just because she labeled it a controlled substance doesn't mean it wasn't. Of course it was.
Chad from St. Louis.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, I have a couple of questions. Can I just ask a couple? And then I'll I have a couple questions. Question number one. Who makes the better burger? John Booney or Chuck Steak?
John Booney.
Yeah, I'm a better cook.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do anything except microwave Chuck Steak?
I can boil pasta.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Is that all you had?
No, I have another question.
Okay.
Do you think that when you
hold on. Question number three. Go ahead.
This is question. Oh yeah, sorry. Question. I had a couple of questions, and I had an additional question. I had to add one more question.
Could you announce the question again?
Question three.
I'll vote no on it.
Do you think that it's worth it to buy new furniture, or should it always be a used purchase?
It depends on the furniture. If it's
an office chair. Let's say an office chair.
That's a loaded question. You don't know if there was an 800-pound man with chronic diarrhea that had been sitting in that chair for a
year. Jeez, oh man.
If it's a mattress, it should always be new. If it's a kitchen table, you could buy a used one.
Do you think it's silly to spend $1,000 on a computer chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you trying to brag that you bought a $1,000 computer chair?
No.
Okay. Don't know much about a
science book. I want to say fuck you to everyone in the Podtrash chat. Suck my balls.
Yeah, Chad, you're not very liked at Podtrash.
Oh, and David from The Real World was awesome. His song that he wrote, Come On, Be My Baby Tonight, is one of the defining moments of the classic Real World. So thank you.
Well, have you asked Woosh to take down the chat room?
No.
Okay.
Did you ever watch The Surreal World, which was excellent?
That was better than The Real World.
With Vince Neil, Corey Feldman, MC Hammer, Emmanuel Lewis. Oh, it was fucking great.
Dave, did you guys like Road Rules?
No, we hated that. Get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here. Don't know much about a
science book. Why are you playing that?
That's what you play when you tell somebody they're stupid.
Chad's not stupid.
I know. I'm just fucking with him. I like Chad. I don't get all the fucking hate. Well, I get some of the hate. But
it's fashionable to hate Chad.
I know, and it's very petty and fucking stupid. And the other night, I had to call into the party line and straighten out Ted Trendy because he's like talking shit because I'm I like Chad. Dude, leave it alone. Leave me alone. If you don't like Chad, that's fine, man. Just shut the fuck up with your drama.
I heard his band, though, the other night. They were fucking good.
Oh, they're good?
Yeah.
Are they better than Ann's Room?
Yep.
Oh, shit. That motherfucker got me again.
Yep.
So
I actually called, and I was drunk, but not as drunk as Matt Denton. Is he still here?
I don't know. He might take a few weeks off.
Yeah. He's a little anti-fa.
Yeah, but the beauty of Pod Trash is that, like, an anti-fa cuck fog breather from, you know, liberal nightmare from England, Britain, mm-hmm. We can be friends.
With
Donald Trumpers, you know, nationalists.
Yeah.
Who are alt-right, the so-called alt-right.
I don't hate the kid. I just don't get it. It's like, because this is not, France. I mean, or Europe.
Sorry,
Europe
France.
Is an absolute fucking mess.
Hold on. Let's blow an air horn for France. They had their chance, but, you know, France had their chance.
That election was totally rigged.
Fucking, they're done. Welcome to fucking Iran part two. You know, it's just going to be their whole culture is going to get fucking outlawed just because it offends people. You know, French love to be nude, provocative. They're provocateurs. You know, Charlie Hebdo, stuff like that. That's fucking French. You know, what's really French is rude honesty. I love that about the French, how fucking rude and honest they are. You know, it's such a shame that their culture is going down the shitter. It's going down the toilet.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're not coming back to fix it this time.
No.
You're fucking stuck with it.
You're on your own. Thanks for the Statue of Liberty. Good luck. Build your own fucking Statue of Liberty. There's an idea, France.
I would return the Statue of
Liberty.
Yeah,
they fucking need it.
Scrap.
They need it more than we do.
They're the ones welcoming their huddled masses. We don't want that shit here anymore.
No, we took it on all the huddled masses we can.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a good reminder to all those countries that allowed their governments to confiscate their firearms. Look what they're getting away with now. Look what your government has done to your entire culture because you don't have the means to fight back.
Oh, I went shooting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And man, my hands were shaky. I took a lot of video, but I hadn't been out in so long with, like, the big guns that my hands were really shaky.
Well, that could be a side effect of alcoholism as well.
I was, it was too much coffee, and there was somebody shooting.
Listen, there's a lot of nerves that go with firing guns, especially if you don't do it a lot.
Yeah.
After I fired off the .45... My hands were fucking shaking, you know, because I was used to the little, you know, plink 22, you know, and it's fun.
Well, there was
but when that fucking stick of dynamite goes off in your hands, it's a little unnerving. That's why you have to do it a lot,
right,
in order to get used to it.
And it's like a 45, like a 1911. It's like a big bang coming out of your hands, like a fucking bomb.
That guy that was firing the old M1 Garand, you could see and feel the shockwave coming off of that barrel.
Well, that's my point. There was a guy next to me shooting a .308 rifle.
And that's it.
And I was trying to fucking load a magazine for my pistol, and I, like, drop bullets on the floor and shit. The fucking thing sounded like a stick of dynamite going off next to me. I'm wearing hearing protection.
Yeah, even with that on, you can feel it's like a, you know, just a shockwave.
And it made me nervous. And then finally, I went through a magazine. I'm like, oh, I fucking came back. I went through hundreds of rounds that day.
Did you check out any of the shit I sent you on Twitter?
No, not yet. I think I'll check it out. But I think
look at that. All right, play the. It's only 25 seconds. Play this, you know, instructor showing people how to handle a .45 Magnum, and this fucking retard fires one off right into the ceiling.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did see that. I did check that. He's an asshole. And the guy goes, did you mean to do that?
Yeah,
like, yes.
Totally
meant to shoot the fucking ceiling.
He's like pointing it around, and people are like backing their heads away.
All cool guys shoot the fucking ceiling. Everybody who knows what they're doing shoots the fucking ceiling. Anyway.
Play the clip. It's only 25 seconds.
412, you're on the air. 412. Didn't feel it. Wasn't feeling it. Okay, so now I sign it to Twitter. Let's see how long that takes because I have a 37 fucking character password.
That's not my fault.
Fucking nightmare. Login. More Twitter, more like shitter.
Twitter does suck, but it's the most convenient way of sharing articles. Also, Nordstrom is selling $500 jeans and jackets that are covered in fake mud to make it look like you've been working in a ditch all day.
Yeah, I've seen that. I wonder how much I can get for my shitty work clothes.
That's what I was thinking when I was painting.
I should. So, I should
know how many fucking shirts and pants I threw away because they were hopelessly covered in oil-based paint.
I
know they'd be a fashion statement someday.
I should GoPro like the aging, like a time lapse of the aging of a pair of pants, just doing carpentry because they go quick, man. They go like a fucking month, and they're broken and aged, and there's paint spots randomly on them, and there's all types of weird battle scars on them.
I wouldn't watch that.
No, but to prove that my work jeans were legit and worth $5,000.
No, they don't want actual filth on them.
No, but you can cleanse the filth from them completely and show them the cleansing.
They don't
want to
get skeeved out by the fact that somebody who works actually wore those clothes. They want sterilized clothes that appear to be have gone through a hard day's work.
I will prove that my asshole and ball sweat has been completely removed. 3 months of asshole sweat and ball sweat has been completely removed.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Yeah, so asshole fucking, I mean, this is more of a visual, but hey, what are you going to do? Asshole is, teaching people how to be safe, and accidents fucking happen. That's why you have to be diligent and not overconfident. Always look at your weapon, stare at it, know what it's doing. Is there
Why
one...
did he have the safety off while he's fucking waving this gun around?
There is no safety. It's a fucking revolver, dude.
Oh, there's no safety on those?
No.
I didn't know that.
That's fucking no. I don't want a safety on my revolver.
I thought that it's mandatory to have a safety on all
No, you leave the hammer forward. That's about it.
Oh.
Put your hands and you sit on the left-hand side of the pistol. You're going to lock out. Both your arms. You're going to push with your right and pull with your left. Focus on that front sight tip. Now, if you want on this 44 Magnum, you can shoot it single action.
Whoa.
Did you mean that? Went right to the ceiling.
He almost caught his chin.
Yeah.
But, 44 Mag, man, that thing is a fucking hammer. I don't even like shooting 44 Mag. It's too exhausting.
And the way he tried to make it seem like, yeah, no, I totally meant to do that.
Yeah, he fucking played it like the best he could, but I would have put down the revolver and cleared it and, made the weapon safe and said, listen, this is why you guys are here. And I would have made a lesson out of that. And I said, I am a fucking safety instructor. This shit can happen to anyone.
I think they were well within their rights to shoot him in the head at that point.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, but my AR, I just serviced it, and I was a little overzealous with the oiling. And I turned that fucking gun range into a smoke show. I got that thing hot. It was burning oil. Fucking brutal. Everybody,
how many rounds you put through it?
Oh, like 100? I just kept loading mags.
What does that cost?
Oh, a lot of money.
100 rounds?
100 rounds, let's see. Like 45, 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is, to waste. And then I was like, I can't fucking keep blowing all my ammo. But I couldn't put it down. But I was saying, at first I was nervous, but then I was like, I couldn't leave. That's how shooting is. When you start getting good, you start hitting the paper. And you're like, holy shit, I'm grouping these up nice. And you don't want to leave.
Oh, I also sent you an anti-FA militia group that couldn't hit their targets from 25 feet. And they all had assault rifles, and they were playing the this original country song called "The Fascists Are Bound to Lose."
Yeah, okay. Well, let me tell you something about country folk.
And then they were putting up pictures of Pepe the Frog and trying to shoot it, but they're not getting close to it.
Those morons are so dumb they don't know to co-opt Pepe the Frog into like an Antifa head. They got to use Pepe. You don't. Pepe is the son of Keck. He can be used in any way, shape, or form. But the problem is, if you try to co-opt him to your message, it's either going to catch or it's not. And the liberals and the leftists have a really bad PR problem with their memes. They're just not funny.
They're not funny.
They're not fun. They're not funny.
They're the same group that took the comedy out of comedy. Everything's offensive. Yeah,
everything.
Nothing's fucking funny anymore.
And
I was reading through Prince Philip quotes before the show. Are you talking about some of them were fucking funny.
The Pierce?
Because he's making fun of Cantonese people,
yeah.
Making fun of this race or that race. And I'm like, you know what? If any politician said that today, they'd be fucked. But you know what? He had some good lines.
I still want him to die this week. The Italians, let them have their barbecues and their trash cans.
He stole that from Hank the Angry Dwarf.
Yeah.
You see that guy down in Florida that was demanding to show the jury his penis?
What is it? Oh, why is it always Florida? Florida, man.
No, they found his girlfriend dead, and he had choked her before during an argument, but... the coroner said that there was no bruising around her neck. She did choke to death, but this guy was skull-fucking her so hard, and he's got a giant yam that he was forcing down her throat that she asphyxiated and died.
A yam.
So this guy is trying to he's asking the judge if he can show the jury his penis.
For what?
As evidence that she died accidentally choking during oral sex.
Oh, because his dick is like a big yam.
Yeah. So he was like, listen, I wasn't trying to kill her. Oh. It just happened.
Listen, now if he pulls out his dick and gets it hard and that motherfucking dick looks like a big yam, he's walking.
I think so. What his name is? Richard Henry Patterson. They say the size of his manhood is key to the defense's case, but the judge is reluctant to allow him to show the jury his penis.
Bigly.
Yeah, well, that would make him walk. The prosecutors are not going to, because he's going to pull out a fucking yam-looking chode.
Yeah, and can you imagine, like, her sons and daughters are at that trial?
Like, my mom sucked a big yam for all these years.
Their 60-year-old mother, and, like, they have to... like, hear the details of her choking to death on this fucking scumbag's giant dick.
What Johnny Carker would say would be, this case is ludicrous, preposterous, racist, and he yam what he yam. But no, he ain't no murderer.
If the dick is thick, you must acquit.
If the dick is thick, it did the trick.
Right. Then they'll try to hand him, like, a Magnum condom, yeah. And be like, doesn't fit. Oh, case closed.
If the Magnum don't fit,
you must acquit.
He didn't do shit.
Or even better.
Yeah. It's fucking beautiful. Imagine if he pulled out a yam. And the fucking jury gasps. This man is innocent.
Well, the trial starts on May 15th, so I will keep tabs on it.
And then they could say, then the prosecutors will try to say, well, he stuffed that yam down her throat and forced her to choke on that yam. And then his defense will say, she could have bitten the yam like anyone would have bitten a yam who's being choked on a yam. I'm not buying
it. That's a big guy. You know, if he was one of those kind of, like, you know, face fucking scumbags, like, you know, Max Hardcore or something.
Yeah.
I don't mind him going to prison for it.
Yeah, that's just violence.
Yeah.
It's not sex. It's pure fucking violence.
It's a major violent act.
Yeah. I think, unless the fucking whore is like, well, I really want you to slam my face with your
penis. But that tends to happen on film and, like, I don't know.
Well, you don't believe it. Some girls are real fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I haven't come across any.
Unfortunately for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, you ready for a break? I got to piss.
I was just going to say, I've been drinking Budweiser, and I have to piss. And I want to talk about, remind me to talk about the piece of shit that is Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah. Did he wipe a booger on a fucking...
A girl with one leg, okay. Yes. I want to talk about this scumbag.
We'll be back.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole. God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. Every sodomite's butthole will get cancer in the butthole. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He can't sit down. He's got a burning in his butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. You're going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. If you thought that AIDS was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Until you see the flaming butthole, your butthole will be flaming and you will not be able to sit down until you have a flame coming out of your butthole. And there'll be people walking around all over America with flames coming out of their butthole. And everyone who takes it up the rear, everyone who has a penis injected in his butthole, when that penis comes out, the flame will start burning because ain't nobody gonna stick no penis in that flame. That flame will be an eternal flame coming out of the butthole of every sodomite. Flame coming out of the butthole, flame coming out of your butt. That man pulls that penis out of you, a flame is going to come out, and nobody will ever stick a penis in your butthole again because it will be on fire. You ain't seen nothing till you see the flame coming out of T.D. Jakes' butt. I'm Lightning Bug. Got a flame coming out of his butt. And all flames shooting out of their behinds. You're going to see the power of God. Flame of fire is going to come out their butthole. God's going to put a cancer.
Is there anyone on stage? Is there anyone on stage? Well, the rules for tonight shrink government. 30 seconds. Well, the rules for tonight shrink government. Without further ado, let's begin.
In Florida, they call me Jeb. I'm proud of my brother.
You are the criminal.
I've got a record in Florida. We've done it 27 times since World War II.
But he says you do nothing.
True, but I have said that Mr. Trump's earned legal status really mirrored what we said is ridiculous, tragic. I believe we can do this the right way and with low expectation, dumb down everything. They call me Vito Corleone.
What?
Education. The Bloomberg Foundation of Border Enforcement means you pay a fine. I've written a book about this over an extended period of time.
Mr. Trump, murders, crime, I've been challenged, and I don't have time. The person that wins, if it's not me, have a good time as the Republican nominee. What am I saying? I'm leading by a bit. But you know what? We will win. Drugs pouring across the border, it's fun, and we need brain. Trump, Trump, Trump.
Governor Scott Walker.
Thanks. I'm a guy with a harlot. The voters in Wisconsin, they tried to recall me. You know, people like Hillary Clinton. And lead from behind, we find mush to push, at least in my life. I ran and messed up law enforcement. One article called me aggressively normal. Well, first off, let's repeal Obamacare. Ask for your vote. Because I was worried for America.
Fat pigs, dogs, slobs,
illegals,
disgusting animals,
prostitutes, drug dealers, pimps, all the people freeloading off the system. And of course, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton.
Pigs, dogs, slobs,
illegals,
disgusting animals,
prostitutes, drug dealers, pimps, all the people freeloading off the system. And of course, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton.
President Vladimir Putin started a campaign. Hardliners in Iran chant LeBron James.
Well, that's awkward. We're just going to shout out the names. Mike Huckabee. Unleashed a can, if you know what I'm saying.
Would you favor a constitutional amendment banning responsibility? The Mexican government did a great job running your state of Wisconsin. Government is stupid. Florida is toxic. The last president bamboozled the American people. And you say everyone from 2002 is illegal. Could you please address Senator Cruz? Why not use this today to share your proof?
I was raised in the Amazon, and it is outrageous. How is Hillary Clinton going to lecture me about that?
I'm back. I'll wait for Chuck. should have been plenty of time, be honest with you. Some old roots reggae there. That's all I can fucking listen to it lately for some reason.
That's because you're lying to yourself that you like reggae.
I don't know. I just got sick of everything.
I got sick of everything. Yeah, but dab a do.
When I listen to that old 70s shit, I just like the beat. I don't know. I just like the beat. I don't know what they're saying. I don't give a shit about their stupid weed religion. I like the sound. Then next month I'll fucking be on to fucking Swedish black metal. I don't know. That's how I roll.
What was that documentary we watched where the guy named Dead blew his own brains out?
Oh, and that was the album cover?
Yeah.
It was some Swedish black metal documentary or Norwegian black, Norway.
Yeah, and the singer's name was Dead. And they were like, dude, Dead is dead.
Yeah.
Like his brains were all over the place. So they're like, well, before the paramedics or the cops get here, let's take a picture of it so we can put it as our album cover.
Oh, Until the Light Takes Us, I believe.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Roger Goodell.
Oh, no. True Norwegian Black Metal might have been the name.
But I just want the name of the documentary so other people can check it out. Yeah, but it was a long time ago.
Check those two, Until the Light Takes Us or True Norwegian Black Metal. I think it's fucking...
The second one sounds more promising.
Well, there's another one called Once Upon a Time. Apparently this is a thing. But I love Norwegian black metal. I think it's fucking crazy. And it's really good, like very mechanically good musically. So...
Yeah, I know, but the more I know about this massive satanic cult, the less I can appreciate them.
No, they're just pagan fucking...
They're pagan
antichrists.
But they get into some sick shit when they're not on the stage.
You don't know what the fucking church put the fucking Nords through and the fucking torture.
Is no different.
Church is no different. I'm saying that the Norwegian pagans fucking, were warriors and fighters, and they're still around. Talk about the church butchering. You know, forget about the Spanish Inquisition. Look what they did to the pagans.
Well, there's not too many Norwegian warriors around, unless they're affiliated with ISIS.
Yeah, right. The only warriors Norway has these days are holding a Ibanez.
They're holding a fucking AK.
Yeah.
They're not from Norway.
Well, I don't know. They're fucking... Europe is stupid. I don't know what they're doing. Multicult.
I know what they're doing.
Multiculturalism, not global. Multiculturalism and globalism. Nationalism is bad. You shouldn't be proud of your nation's heritage.
Now, this plan was put in place a long time ago. It has heavy, heavy, direct Jewish influence. Anyway, I'd like to talk about this piece of shit, Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
So Roger Goodell has this problem where he has to show up at massive crowds because they're there to see the draft or they're there to see the Super Bowl. And he has this problem with incessant booing. People, everybody hates him. You know, even the people that fucking hate the Patriots hate Roger Goodell more. So this scumbag, like ISIS, tried to surround himself with sick children, thinking that, well, they can't boo me when I'm surrounded by sick children.
Bullshit.
Like, they're not going to bomb me now.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No.
They booed the fuck out of this prick. And then when the little girl got to speak, they cheered like crazy.
Right.
So it didn't work, Roger. You're a fucking piece of shit. So what does he do? On his way out, he pulls a big fucking, probably bloody green.
Why bloody? Why is it bloody?
For dramatic effect. Probably had a couple hairs stuck to it.
I'm going to fucking puke.
Pulled this goober out of his nose.
Goober?
Wipes it on this poor girl's back, who has one leg due to leukemia, as a big fuck you. It didn't work. They still booed me, little cunt.
Yeah, Goodell is a hated person. No one likes him.
Nobody likes him. He is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a failure. I hope he gets the fucking boot, too.
I hope he wakes up tomorrow with pancreatic cancer.
Okay, everybody. This is called a focus session. This is when, on Chuck's Take, we all focus our negative energy onto Roger Goodell's pancreas.
Focus on the pancreas.
Be a cancer cell. Imagine yourself a cancer cell migrating toward the pancreas to wreak destruction in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We got him.
I think we did.
Oh, fucking. That one felt good. It worked. It felt like teamwork.
Worked on Patrick Swayze.
Yep. Killed that fucking godless bastard quick, didn't we? Oh, man. How many people do you think fucking our energy can kill? Let's go for the world record.
I killed a car at work. I was working with our buddy that you know, and what the fuck? They don't make them anymore. It was one of those, like, Geo? What are they called? Sportage?
Geo Metro?
It was like a Kia Sportage. It was like the little Jeeps they came out with. And I was like, holy shit.
Okay.
I was like, where'd that fucking jalopy pull up from? So I'm staring at it, and I'm like, there's no way this Kia Sportage is getting out of the parking lot. They were just filling up gas. And I said it to the kid I was working with. And I said, you know what? I'm going to bet you $100 this fucking thing doesn't make it out of the station. Sure enough, half hour later, tow truck was there to pick it up. And they pulled up fine. And he goes, dude, you just killed that car with negative thought.
I remember that movie, Dude, You Killed My Car.
Yes, Dude, Who Killed My Car.
Yeah.
That was me.
Wow.
I swear to God, that's a true story. I said it was going to happen, and the thing died after I said it would happen.
Well, as you know, we are living in a computer-coded projection, a hologram.
That's Elon Musk said that, and he's a fucking asshole.
Oh, just him? It hasn't been scientifically disproven
That's
yet.
Just a way of them saying... people can get away with what they want because it's only a video game.
No, it's an evolution of technology theory.
You're a flat earther.
I am not a flat earther.
Yes, you are. If you believe in that, you're a fucking flat earther.
No, bullshit. I'm not a flat earther. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's ridiculous. However, we do live in a hologram.
Yes, we do. And we could write it our own way. And that's why the whole fucking Berenstain Bears thing happened.
That's the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
No, but it's...
Everybody knows that somebody traveled back in time to change the children's books from Berenstain Bears to Berenstain Bears.
Listen, was it to smear the Jews?
No, it was to relieve the Jews of any connection. They had to change it.
Oh.
Berenstain is not a Jewish name.
Right.
Berenstain is.
Right, right. But anyway, I'm telling you, we're living in a hologram. There's no other way around it. But we can manipulate the code.
Hold on. I just got a challenge, and I have to accept it.
Okay, share it with me. What is it?
It says, Google this number.
Okay.
And then it says...
enjoy your malware.
Your television is a brainwashing tool used to manipulate you. I have to Google the number now.
Google it.
All right. I'm going to.
You know, your television is a brainwashing tool meant to manipulate you. There is no fucking argument there from me. And the news media is just a subsect of the fucking CIA.
Well, here at Chuck's Take, we get down to the nitty-gritty to prove it.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to sacrifice my own computer to do it.
Some people fucking, you know, close their blinds. They don't like fucking sun. They don't like sun. They don't like
I'm not here
light.
Doing anything but opening the blinds to wake people up. And you don't like the light, do you? Pull those blinds up. I like sun.
Hold on, I have to write it down because it's a picture that I can't copy the writing on. US 6506.
Don't say it out loud. It could give people seizures.
8.
No,
B.
Do you know some guy with...
Oh, I have to Google this and find out.
You're reading aloud. Jeez, how long does it take? What is this, a fucking Metroid code?
Justin, what was the...
Justin Bailey.
Okay.
But the original Metroid codes, like, you wanted to save your fucking game. You wrote down, like, a 47-character code that would never be right. You'd wake up and try to plug it in, and Saturday morning, you'd start crying. You wasted 5 hours in Metroid because you got one character wrong on the piece of notebook paper. I went through those days.
It's a patent for nervous system manipulation.
Oh, boy. We're all being fucked over.
Of course we are. Whether it's your smart meter.
All is doom and gloom, folks.
Your television.
Yes, and it's just been proven your Samsung televisions have been spying on your asses, recording you for no good fucking reason.
Well, they write that in the user agreement code.
You know what happens?
They say, you know, hey, listen, it's not us, but we're forced
right
to send it to third parties we cannot reveal.
So check this out. You know why they do it? They said, we're not going to use any of the information, guys. Right? But here it is. What if somebody filed a class action lawsuit, right? And it had a huge amount of responsibility, some lawyer. Right, had a huge amount of responsibility in this class action against, say, Samsung or Sony or some big multi-fucking national company. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, these tapes of weird recordings of him arguing with his wife and shit, very personal stuff come to light. Get it? Fucking that type of personal information of people's lives is power.
Well, a guy lost... everything in a divorce because they pulled up his Easy Pass records.
Right.
And he was like, wait, I was forced to get that fucking thing or I couldn't commute to work.
Well, I am
like,
too.
Yeah, well, we can use it against you in a court of law as well.
Right. When you fucking went to East Boston over there at right. the whorehouse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just heard of guys doing that. This is ridiculous. No, but there's no whorehouse in East Boston.
Hey, now that my tits have grown a little larger, I got a bunch of cool shirts I can give to you.
Oh, sweet. You're becoming a fucking neat neck beard. That's fucking awesome, dude. Congratulations. That's like Gandalf the Grey coming back from the cosmos after defeating the Balrog.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. You're becoming neat.
Becoming fat.
Well, listen, if you somehow find a way of living off the government, you will achieve your final form.
which would be a blob connected to this chair.
And you would be playing way more D&D with me, like tabletop games. You'd be playing Warhammer, Magic the Gathering. We'll have
If I get the new computer rig that I really want, I'm going to gain several pounds.
Oh, my fucking beard should be only on my neck, and my ass should be only in front of my computer. I am a fucking neat neck beard at heart. I am a fedora wearing otaku who is most kawaii, and I should have a fucking.
What's with the Asian speak?
The Asian thing is because of their obsession with anime.
But you don't have that obsession.
I don't. I don't share that. And, of course, I'll be ostracized from the community now that they know that. Thanks a lot, buddy. But at heart, I am a neckbeard with everything I got. I love Dwarf Fortress. I love Mountain Dew, Doritos.
No, you don't. You're lying.
I'm lying. I don't. But I really love the culture. I'm co-opting neat neckbeard culture, and that's racist and ignorant.
You're ignorant.
I guess you're right.
I also found a pair of $1,400 shoes that are ripped apart to the point that you can't even wear them.
Oh, did you see the do you know who Juan Bon is? That crazy character.
Hey guys, it's Juan Bon.
It's Juan Bon, guys.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious.
He's hilarious. Well, he frequents the Chad Show at chadshowpodcast.com. And he, one of Chad's fans sent him sent Chad a nude specifically to share with Juan Bon, and it was a hot nude.
That's Marfan.
No,
Mike.
That went to Marfan. Chad immediately shared it with everyone. And at first, I thought she was covered in, like, 10 loads. So I was like, ugh. I thought it was gross, but then I realized that she was in the shower, and it was soap.
Well, we have Chad from St. Louis.
Sorry, I had a question I wanted to ask you guys. But, yeah, the picture was for Marfan, and it was decent.
Yeah.
And I did not send it to everyone. Aged. She asked that I not send it to everyone.
I got it.
It was a nice photo, though, too. It wasn't like a shitty fucking selfie that was all, like, covered in fog. It was, like, a very high-definition, high-quality photo.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was covered in cum, not soapy suds.
You know, that's gross.
Exactly. That's why it grossed me out at first.
Oh, I love the smell of
Anyway, Chad, going back to your important burger question.
Hold on. I just wanted to say.
I'm going to have to change my answer.
Just wanted to say, Chad, next time you're in Massachusetts, me, you, and Chuck Steak will go shooting, and you'll never forget the smell of gunpowder. It's the most glorious American smell in the world.
I don't trust Chad with a gun near us. But anyway.
I do.
Does it smell like one of those fireworks tents?
No, it just smells like victory.
Okay.
I'm going to change my answer because I recently came across a large economy-sized jar of Lowry's seasoning salt.
Oh, no way. Where?
Sent to us by our sponsor.
Didn't you get a cease and desist?
Well, they appreciate what we had done to get them into the New England market. And I am now the proud owner of a big fucking shaker of Lowry's seasoning. So
howdy, folks. J. Dunn
my
here.
Burgers are going to be better.
During this brief intermission, I want to remind you fine people that Chuck Steak is presented proudly by Lowry's Seasoning. No matter what you're cooking for dinner, remember to grab the Lowry's. It spices it up. Mm-mm, yummy. And now, back to Chuck Steak with Chuck Steak. Exclusively. Thank you. On podtrash.com.
The Lowry's does spice shit up, for sure.
Well, we'll find out.
I want a fucking check, dude. If you're getting paid, I want a piece.
I didn't get paid. I got a shaker of Lowry's.
Well, put some in a fucking Ziploc for me.
I will. Chad, what is your question?
Well, I guess part of it is, can we just squash this Podtrash beef, this larger beef that I have?
It's not up to me.
Well, I know, but I'm opening the window of reconciliation.
Well, listen, your show's doing fine, so whether you squash the beef or not, you're all set. But
That's true. But like the sniping and stuff, it's fine to like bust balls and stuff. But at some point, it's just an old joke.
It's
right?
ugly. No, it's ugly, and it makes you. It's like negative. Yeah, it sucks. It's just fucking negative energy that nobody needs. But yeah, I'm sure that if you're like, hey, I have no issue with anyone, I'm willing to start over, and you get get into a dialogue with Woosh and send him a message or something, I'm sure it'll be squashed. I'm sure it will.
All right, we'll just say that the beef is squashed.
On your end, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know,
but my question was, hold on.
I would love to see you return to Paw Trash and have your own show. It was great when you had it there. It was awesome. But go on.
Whatever. Yeah. My question was, I was watching this porno where this dude came in and he, I think it was at gunpoint, he made a brother and sister fuck each other on camera. If that happened to you, like if you had to like fuck your mom or something like that in order to save your lives. Well, I know, but if it was real, do you think you could do it?
No. I would risk, I would play ball, like, okay, I'm going to make pretend I was super fucking terrified and crying and stuff like that, and be, like, real feeble and on the ground, and I would give this guy all the confidence he had, and I would just fucking ham up his fucking arm real quick, as fat. I would take the chance.
Right.
Yep. Chad, would you?
Yeah. Well, he's a liberal, so.
I am a liberal.
So you'd fuck your own mom.
You'd fuck his mom, yeah.
Well, no one knows where my father is.
Right. That must make you sad in some weird way, but you know what? Your life is probably better that you didn't know him if he wasn't in your life to begin with. That's a good sign that he was not the greatest guy.
Right.
So it's probably more beneficial that he wasn't in your life, Chad. You got to look at it like that.
You're right. Thank you. I was feeling bad about it today, so now I feel better.
Yeah.
Your dad was a piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Well, his name was Randy.
It's probably Randy Quaid.
Yeah,
you
Randy
know what?
Quaid.
I see the resemblance, actually.
Yeah, it was Randy Quaid.
Yeah, he's hiding out in Canada.
Yeah.
The fucking retard goes to Canada because he says there's a Hollywood hit team out to kill him, and then has a press announcement saying that he's hiding in Canada.
Yes.
Exactly where he was staying.
He's an asshole.
Right.
He's a fucking idiot.
Right.
And you know what's sad is...
people are trying to kill me, so I'm announcing that I'll be hiding in Alberta.
And what's sad is that Chad didn't get one dime of that fucking cool Quaid cash.
He doesn't have any left.
Yeah, well, sure. He was... Sure. You know, after the fucking Lampoon Vacation film, you know, he was doing well. So there's
not
that.
In the movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Well, sometimes at night I look at the stars and I think maybe, you know, Randy Quaid is looking at the stars too, and we're seeing the same
constellation,
the same star. Yeah.
I'm sure you are, except he's seeing five or six of the same star that you are because he's so fucked up.
I wonder if Randy Quaid was just in St. Louis and was like, oh, look at this whore at some bar.
You don't have to insult us.
Sorry. Is Randy Quaid the John McAfee of the Northern Hemisphere?
Yes.
McAfee,
yeah.
Is it McAfee? Is it...
Yeah.
Well, I only run Quaid antivirus on my computer. Isn't my comedy getting better, Chad?
It is. I can't wait to not hear about how you do.
Don't encourage
The me. Only one who's allowed to come to Boston and see my fucking open mic is Chad, because he's run the gauntlet himself.
Yeah, and he won't film it and put it out on Twitter.
If he does, I will punch his doughy belly.
I actually wouldn't. There was a comment in the chat about how it was hypocritical of me to say I didn't send out that broad's picture, but you and I, Booney, were dissecting it. But, you know, I mean, I didn't, like, send it out to everybody. Booney was on the show, so I sent it to him because we were all looking at it together to get Marfan's appraisal. So I don't want to.
And I thought it was, like, totally public, so I was ignorant of that. And so even mentioned it. If I thought it was more of
a... It was in a text message.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was a tweet. Wasn't it a fucking tweet? I don't know.
No. Well, she sent it to me in a tweet, which I texted to you.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I just thought it was a tweet. Like, hey, everybody.
Right. No.
Well, it's technically your property. You can do with it what you will.
Yeah, but you don't want to fucking violate someone's trust.
Her reasoning, though, wasn't like, oh, I don't want
to see it. Do you think a woman who's
she's
sending tit shots to Chad so that she can show him to Marfan gives a fuck about her trust being violated.
Yeah, her reasoning was that she thought it was special to just have Marfan have it so that he can jerk off.
She didn't show her face in it.
Right. I get it. It's fine. That's really stand up and awesome. But yeah, if someone like shares something, they're like, hey, and it's cool, like that pic was, you know, it's the right thing to do is just keep it tight and, you know, do as they instruct, or you're not going to get those photos again.
I got a pic of Jay Voight's hot, crazy ex-girlfriend that I cannot share with anyone.
Are you telling me a hot girl fucked Jay Voight ex?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What a weird world.
I know.
Can I respond to the chat room on here? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Which says that Chad is incapable of humbling himself and or apologizing for being a dick. Well, I am sorry if I was a dick. I probably was difficult to work with.
You were
a
dick.
An asshole at times. Absolutely.
I remember you in the chat room one time where I'm like, what is this guy even doing? Like, why does he want to just go after Whoosh and just fucking perpetuate this and make it escalate it and throw fuel on the fire? Whoosh is an admin here. I know, you know, people are not going to get along, but let's talk.
I know you personally know the struggles of and how difficult it can be to be an admin and, you know, bear that responsibility.
Yeah, and it wasn't, Whoosh is an eccentric guy too. It's not easy to deal with him. You know, he refuses to admit fault sometimes, like a lot of us do. Everybody has their own fucking characterizations here, and I think that your mistake was to walk away from it because it got too much. But I understand why you did. You know, but we're all different characters. Nobody's going to get along at all times. I'm just glad.
You both have fragile egos.
Exactly.
How dare you?
Yes.
I'm talking about Whoosh and Sam. Yeah. Booney.
Boom.
That's true.
Well, my first, yeah, you doxed me.
And Chad is a fucking troll.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between shtick and dick.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a dick, but that was the angle he was going for.
John Booty can attest, though, that I have humbled myself to him personally and admitted when I was wrong.
That was because you had to bring it up with your therapist first, and he told you you were an asshole.
But doesn't that doesn't bringing it up and squashing the beef in that, you know, thoughtful manner, isn't that even more evidence of my
And it's touching. It is touching. Yeah, it is thoughtful and touching, and I appreciate that you would care to learn more about why we were upset with each other or whatever. That's normal human behavior, and it's rare to see on an internet type of relationship. So I
jerk each other off already.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, fucking, I try to get along with everybody, but somebody ends up talking shit, and I'm like, why?
No, somebody ends up talking shit and you're like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, it just goes way too far.
Because
do you have any dogs left, Booney, or are they all free?
No, I have a dog. I have a dog. He's on my leash right now, and he's a puke.
Who is it?
The fuck is his name? Ted Trendy.
Oh, Ted. I thought you were his dog.
Hold on. Ted, go in the corner. You pissed on the floor like a fucking loser, Ted Trendy. Get in the corner.
See? This is the kind of exact shit as to why I canceled last week's show.
He's my dog.
But it's never going to end.
But Chuck, I'm sorry.
Anyone who gives a sideways comment or criticism.
No, he doesn't like
me. Mortal enemy that must be brought to heel.
Stop. This is a guy who I was like sponsoring and like I was happy to have around and like was enthusiastic about because I thought he was funny. And why is he, like, talking mad shit about me? I don't understand. I've never done anything wrong to the guy. But if somebody talks shit about me, what do you want me to do, man?
I don't know Ted Trendy's motives other than the fact that, you know what?
He doesn't
like
Chad.
Seem a little disingenuous because I don't even think
he's duplicitous.
Ted knew who Chad was.
Right. He's duplicitous. And he had called in and apologized for his stupid tweet once. And I'm like, all right, Ted, sorry I misinterpreted that. But it seemed really fucking backhanded and duplicitous and weird that you make pretend you're my friend and talk shit, and now he did it again, and he's got no excuse this time.
I'll say that there are a few people here that do have a very duplicitous, two-faced nature to perpetuating bullshit, and I don't even have beefs with them, so I don't understand I guess it's just a troll thing, which is fine. But
well, I think that you and Whoosh shouldn't have a problem. But if he's not comfortable with you coming back, you know, I don't blame him. You left.
But I don't want to come back. It's fine.
Well,
it's
I want.
We both don't like each other. Wasting our time on.
I know. No, but Hold on. Can I say that I would love to have Chad back on Podtrash? Wouldn't you, Chuck?
I think it would help the network.
I think
it would
too.
I don't care if he's back or not.
And it would help the mood, I think.
That's not what I'm looking for.
It won't help the mood.
I'm just, Wish and I cannot like each other. That's fine. I don't want to, troll Wish or Podtrash or anything. I like this show. I like to shoot shit during the show in the chat, and that's it. That's it. I'm not trying to shit on anybody's parade.
Oh, yeah. Don't shit on my parade. That's not a fucking term.
You'd put on a really good parade, by the way, Boone.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Boone's, thanks. Boone Circus. Oh, and I also have beautiful footage. Chuck, listen to this. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Salvation Army for clothes, and I was buying a bunch of shit, and I saw all the ladies who work in Salvation Army going, "Here it comes, here it comes." I don't know why they're in a southern accent, but you start getting southern accents the further you go in Massachusetts to the west. Mm-hmm. But and I'm like, "What? What's going on?" And they're like, "Oh, the Worcester Providence Railroad, the train is coming. It's the Ringling Brothers Barnumobile Circus train, and it's the last time it's going to run this railroad for, I don't know how long they've been around, 100-something years?
More than that.
Are you pissing into a fucking bucket?
No.
So anyway, keep pissing, man. I don't want to interrupt your piss. You got pee shy and retracted.
Oh, you muted. Still going. Hurry up.
All right. So I got this beautiful film of the Barnum and Bailey Circus train with the animals and the clowns running down this track, like super close to the railroad tracks. My eardrums are splitting. But I filmed it in landscape mode. You know, I was smart enough to turn my cell phone sideways, and I got the most beautiful fucking footage of this thing. It was a end of an era.
Era. Was an end of an era.
That's and it made you sad?
It made me fucking cry when I watched it.
Why? You're crying for Barnum and Bailey or the fucking animals on the train?
I was crying because it was a really beautiful, moving film. Not film, piece of video. It was just, and they were all waving out the windows. Like it was the end of 100 years of P.T. Barnum.
Barnum. Older than that.
Oh, God, yeah. Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was the end of an era. Era.
Probably like 120 years old, but you got to understand that those animals on that train were like Jews on the way to Auschwitz.
Okay, chill, because there's been a lot of study that says that domesticated anything through generational means becomes very apt with dealing with humans and loves it, and they are fed, and they are
healthy.
They don't
love it.
They die. These animals die in the fucking wild by the hundreds over predators and all types of shit.
They get to live the life that they were meant to live.
I understand, but we are the stewards and rulers of the planet. And don't forget it.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't respect
I understand
the inhabitants of this planet.
I understand that, and I'm against zoos. I'm not comfortable at zoos either, right. But I don't want all the zoos in the world to be shut down. RDV, you're on the air from Australia. How's it going where the world flushes the other way?
It's cold.
Oh, really?
It's not even winter yet, and I'm already over it.
Oh, it's cold here, too, and it's really late spring, and it's cold.
We got cheated out of spring.
Cheated out of spring again. Cold and rainy.
It's that Puxatawny Phil, isn't it?
It is. That
fuck bastard.
Oh, he's going to be. Hey, I used to play Counter-Strike with a character named Puxatawny Kill. I did.
It's gay.
Yeah. Chuck, you did too. You played with Puxatawny Kill all the time. We were in the same league.
I also played Battlefield 1942 with Tom Brokaw.
Mm-hmm.
The actual Tom Brokaw.
He's coming in from the battlefields of France.
I need some fire on that Sherman.
And then old Puxatawny Kill would come out of the trench and see his shadow and then run away. Remember that?
You knew that there was going to be another freaking 3 weeks of winter then, didn't you?
Yeah, three more fucking years of war.
Right. I wish I could go back
and
to those glory days.
Paid Waltzing Matilda.
I was so good at Battlefield 1942.
I bought that Battlefield, the one that's just come out. I wanted to play with J Dummy. So I wanted it too.
I have tech envy. Tech. My computer can't handle it.
Oh, don't tech shame Chuck, though.
Why would we tech shame Chuck? Oh, he's getting a new computer.
That's right.
I am. But I don't want Windows 10.
Oh, Chuck, give me your old parts.
I'm using this rig to mine for Bitcoin.
Oh, you're gonna build a fucking Bitcoin miner?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a mining ass motherfucker. Bitcoin's through the roof right now.
1600.
I like your style.
Yep. This rig will be a Bitcoin miner.
You know, I bought $20 worth in the WDM days, and they gave me like this 100-character fucking code.
Excuse me, for the FBI. This computer's going to be a miner, not a miner.
I don't get it. Oh, I get it. Pizzagate. Yeah.
You do understand that the electricity that you put into that PC doesn't pay for the fraction of a Bitcoin that you actually mine, right?
Bullshit.
You
get that, right? I will get a full Bitcoin. Why not? $1,600.
Why not take $100? Well, you need more than that, I think. But why not just take some money and buy Bitcoin portions instead of buying scratch tickets?
Because I'm a retard, and I think that I'm going to be able to retire by winning the lottery.
You know, our father said for how many decades that when he hits the lottery, he's going to do this and that and this and
yes,
that. And he,
yes.
And he died tragically in a description I will not share.
And I will do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, please don't.
It was that tragic scratchy accident in 1998, wasn't it?
Oh.
Where the gentleman was scratching the ticket, and that silver stuff came up, and he got up his nose, and he started sneezing. And
are you trying to say my father used his scratch ticket chip for cocaine?
Hey, Chuck Steak, I've got a fucking bone to pick with you, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh. All right, now... We have it.
Fucking Aborigine, right. Angry.
About 5 days ago, I sent you a message to make sure that your brother checked his Skype messages.
I found it, but it was like, go on.
And he still hasn't done it. What the fuck, Chuck Steak?
That's not the bone to pick with me. That's a bone to pick with fucking Booney.
Listen.
Well, Booney is, you can't communicate with him because he's still running Windows 95 and my 64,000-bit system doesn't communicate with a calculator.
RDV.
Do you know how many
fucking articles I send him on Twitter for months now hasn't seen?
I'm withdrawing from technology. Let me do it in my own fucking way.
Then you cannot withdraw from technology and do a fucking podcast every weekend.
Hey, check this out. Here's some good audio for you guys. Here's sounds from the gun range.
Booney deflect.
Look, I found. I say this, and I sent it to him.
Oh, it's
no.
Boone?
And,
no.
And I also found another amazing thing with frickin' Norm MacDonald. It's a great sound clip, and he's got him on his computer right now. It's almost like he doesn't understand that you can send messages on Skype.
He doesn't care.
I don't care, but I'll play it.
He wants a pat on the back for coming up with new terrible sound bites, and not the ones that people would like to hear and appreciate.
And spend time forwarding them to it. So anyway,
yes.
Chuck,
you know how long it takes to find the Trump speech where he says, "I say this and I say
he
this."
He didn't find it. He didn't find it though.
He did.
Why is it an M4A? What?
Just fucking take it and make something out of it.
It's a sound file.
M4A?
I'm sorry. I couldn't snail mail it to you on fucking vinyl.
What? I'm sorry, Chuck. Do you know what an M4A is? I don't even know what an M4A is.
Oh, you better not click it. It's going to find your fucking location.
I already downloaded it and tried to play it with VLC Media Player.
The intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that,
Oh,
and
wait.
Something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
Hold on, Chuck. Did we get it wrong? That's why we weren't finding it.
No, I've heard him say, I say this.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever. I say that and I say that as good.
Absolutely. Bookmarked.
Tit for tat.
Yep. At 019, I get everything. Thank you, RDV, for that. But the other file, I don't
even. He sent you that 2 months ago.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. I say this and I say this. I was like, that was good, but it's not.
I found I say this and I say this, but
it wasn't
the
right
dramatic one.
Right. It wasn't the right one.
I went through fucking, I don't know, 18 speeches to find that.
Okay, Potrash, this is the time at the Chuck Steak Show where we all focus our energy and try to find stuff from
Nobody's
the internet.
But he's going to do it.
It's called Energy Time. On the count of five, we're all going to focus our energy on trying to find Donald Trump's quote from a YouTube video saying, I say this and I say this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It happened in October during his, you know, live rallies.
I know, and we can't find it.
I went through fucking mostly all of them, and I did find an instance of him doing it, but it wasn't the good one.
Yeah, I know.
So now people are going to find that Bigly. One and be like, oh, I found it.
Yeah.
But it's not it.
It's not it.
Bigly.
And he said, I say that and I say that. That's
well, not that's
it. It's as valuable as a Bitcoin, people. You've got to find it.
I know. Yep. I know. I want Bitcoin. I know I got Bitcoin. I think I still have the fucking hard drive where I think I do. It was from my first PC ever from, you know, that shithole I lived in, the crack house.
No.
You were in Krakow?
Not a crack house, but it was like a shithole, Chuck. Remember in your hometown? I used to live
there.
Yeah,
I liked that place.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Nice backyard. But that was my first PC. And it wasn't even hooked up to the internet. I just used it for like art and just to like scan images and shit like that. But
that predated Bitcoin.
But that thing came to me when I moved. And when I first hooked it up to the internet, I used that PC for a long time. And I remember getting drunk, buying $20 worth of Bitcoin and then trying to find out if I could return it because I was so stupid. And I never found it out. All I had is like a very long number of characters with numbers and.
Well, that $20 worth of Bitcoin is probably worth about $350, $400.
I know. And I've been looking at more.
It'd be more than that.
Way more
than that.
No, it won't.
Way more.
Because they were for like $200 at the time.
You're talking.
That's right.
So you have to. So now it's 10% of $1,600, $160.
I don't.
What you got?
I don't think so. I think it's worth insane.
No, not if you have $20 of a $200 Bitcoin. Today it's worth $160.
He doesn't get it.
It's 10%.
All right.
No, he's right. But I think that you've said this story before, and you said that you actually bought 20 Bitcoins.
No,
it's because he was full of shit.
No, I said $20 worth.
Right.
They weren't going for a dollar back then, were they?
No, but they were going.
Yes, they were.
Oh, so yeah. So I bought 20.
Not RDV. You're lying.
That's absolutely not true. They did start at a dollar.
Yeah. So I bought $20 worth. And I think at the time it must have been because it was new. And I was drunk. And I'm like, this is the way of the future. And I bought them. And then I woke up like, no, fuck that. I want my money back. Because I thought it was stupid the next morning. And there was no way of returning it.
So your $20 lost on that hard drive is equal to about $38,000 right now.
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
Me too. But I'm thinking
I don't think that the Bitcoin's ever sold for a dollar.
I don't know. I remember it was fucking, I don't know, dude. Whatever.
I think they did. And I also think that there's probably a lot of Bitcoins floating around on dead hard drives as well. That's the nature of the currency is you can lose that wallet.
But my hard drive never died, so if I have it, I'm set. But I remember having that hard drive and not being able to retrieve the fucking code. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sick to my fucking stomach because I could use that money so bigly.
Oh, I would love to have
that was my addition. I could get my fucking addition done.
Instead of buying a new rig, I want to buy a bunch of mediocre ones and put them on Bitcoin farming. So that they'll pay for my new computer and pay for my next one as well.
Hey, Bernie, you're right. It's an M4A file. I thought I sent through an MP3 file. It's still an audio file, and you can...
He played it. It worked fine.
Convert it. No, no, I've sent him through a non-McDonald one as well.
I don't need... I don't want to convert files that I've never heard of. I trusted you. I wasn't saying you were trying to send me malware. It was just like, I don't know what to do. If fucking...
It's a Mac audio file.
Yeah, okay. If VLC doesn't want to touch it, neither do I. VLC.
The latest version of VLC will play it, but not your freaking version.
Oh, I'm glad I've kept my old versions of stuff. I'll tell you that.
Oh, aren't we all?
Yep.
RDV, what do you think of this terrible joke I tried to give Booney for his stand-up?
Yeah, it does need to be worked on.
You haven't heard it yet. I haven't.
I have to take a piss.
You said it last week. You said it last week. It was about
what
a
was
dog
it?
Or something. About a dog? Something.
No.
Something about a dog.
I said my boss called me into his office today and said human racehorses want to speak with me. I said, holy shit, they can talk too?
Oh, why did I think it was a dog? Oh, because the joke is a dog.
Oh. I thought it was clever. Human racehorses? It's funny.
What is a human racehorse? Is that an American term? I don't know what a human racehorse is.
Human resources.
Ah.
Because
yeah.
Booney fucked up at work and said something wrong. And then was
stupid
enough.
Yeah, I get it
enough.
Now.
Oh,
no.
All right. Back to the drawing board.
You got to work on the pronunciation of resources.
I said racehorses.
Yeah, but you've got to make it sound a bit more like resources.
It does sound like that.
Not enough.
Can I tell a racist joke?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We love those here.
So a man is walking along the beach, and he finds an oil lamp, and he rubs it, and a genie comes out, and it says, I'll give you 3 wishes. The guy says, I've been poor all my life. I could really use just a ton of money. So the genie goes, okay, your wish is granted. Tons of gold around him. Then he goes, I've always lived in a shithole. And I want a really nice place. Boom, he's in a palace with the gold all around him. Then he says, there's one thing more that I want. And then right after he thinks the wish, you hear hoofs galloping toward the palace. And these three guys in white sheets over them come up with a noose. What?
It should have been a long warning.
Keep going, keep going.
Keep going.
He did this last week.
Keep going, please.
I'm not going to finish it now.
Oh, what the fuck? Get the fuck off my show.
Get out of here. Get the heck out of here, sir. Hang up on yourself. Thank you. Awful.
Fucking guy.
Just give the long warning. This one's a little long. Hang in there.
Right.
Okay, so what do you get when you cross an illegal immigrant with an octopus, RDV?
A million times.
I don't know either, but that thing can sure pick lettuce.
Good evening.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Chuck steaks, little tender chuck steaks.
Chuck steak, you son of a bitch. Chuck steak.